We're going to read a few verses there, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Ephesians chapter number 6. And some messages you get, you think about it a week or maybe a couple of weeks, maybe just a few days, maybe the night before. But sometimes the Lord gives you a message and you really thought about it on and off for years about what a certain passage of Scripture means. And this is one of those passages of Scripture. I've looked at it many, many times. I've even preached on it before. But I've always thought in my mind and in my heart that I wonder if we're really getting the full meaning of this certain passage of Scripture. So I want us to read today Ephesians chapter number 6. And we're going to read verses 1 through 3. And then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. The Bible says this: "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Let's pray. Lord, we come today, and I do want to thank you for your blessings, and I want to thank you, Lord, for letting us be here, the health and the strength that we have to come out to thy house, and I want to thank you for every person that's here. I pray, Lord, that you would take your word and speak to our hearts and give liberty. And, Lord, I pray that nothing would hinder, that nothing would steal our minds and hearts away from the word of God today. But I pray, Lord, you'd take the message and use it to change us for your honor, for your glory, that we would live a kind of life that would be pleasing unto thee. And, Lord, we pray for all the many objects that's already been mentioned today. You know each and every one. Those that have lost loved ones, those that are sick, those that are lost, most of all, Lord, we pray for them. And Lord, I ask for your help now. As humbly as we know how, we commit this time into your hands. And we ask these things in Jesus' name and amen. Let's go back and we're just going to begin. We're going to read the first part of verse number 2, what the Bible says: "Honor thy father and mother." Honor thy father and mother. And I wonder this morning if you've ever really wondered what that means. It is the fifth commandment. If we talk about the Ten Commandments, it's number 5. It's right in the middle. And it's first mentioned in the Bible in Exodus chapter number 20 and verse number 12. The Bible says over there, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." And we probably think this morning that we have a pretty good idea. Well, preacher, we all know what that means, what that's talking about. I got a pretty good idea of what it means to honor my father and my mother. But I pray today that the Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would open our eyes and let us look afresh and anew and at this old passage of Scripture that probably most of us have been familiar with since we can remember. If you grew up in church and Sunday school, or maybe even if you didn't, but you might have had the Ten Commandments in your home, you're familiar with this passage of Scripture. I realize that. But I want to say this morning in beginning that the fifth commandment, to honor our fathers and our mothers, it's not just for the primary classes. And it's not just for the teenagers, the young people, the young adults, you know, that's when we really want to apply it. You know, we want our children to obey and honor us. And then we want our young people, when they get to that age, maybe where they start not so much, we want to remind them what the Bible says. But I want us to see today that it's not just for primary 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds. It's not just for teenagers today, but I want us to see from the Word of God that it applies to all of us for all of our lives. What I mean by that, there's no expiration date on the fifth commandment, on the command to honor thy father and mother. It's not just good until you turn 18 and leave the house. You know, we don't do that with any of the other commandments. We don't say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, until you're 18 and leave the house, and then it don't apply anymore. They all apply for all of our lives, for all time.
All of us, everybody in the whole wide world has a father or a mother or a parent in some way or another. That's why I say it applies to all of us. So I'll show you what I mean this morning by saying that it applies to all of us for all of our lives. It may not apply in just exactly the same way, but it does apply. And so I want to show you this morning four things, and I believe this will help all of us. It'll help our church family. It'll help you today in your life to think about this subject of honoring your father and your mother. And that's the title to the message. That's what I would call it. Simply this: honor thy father and thy mother. Honoring our parents, honoring our fathers, and honoring our mothers. Four things about it, what it means to honor thy father and mother. Number one, and probably the first thing that we think about when we look at this, is that it has to do with reverence. That's what the word means. Verse number two, honor thy father and mother. When we think about the word honor, that's what we think about. Respect, reverence, that's what the word means. If you look it up in the dictionary, it means this. It means to revere, to respect, to treat with deference and submission. That means to put them first, to submit unto their will, and to perform relative duties to. And the Webster's Dictionary, he gives Exodus chapter number 20, honor thy father and thy mother, as an example of what that means to honor. Means to obey, to revere, to respect. We are to respect our parents and our elders. Both are mentioned here in these verses. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. You say, well, preacher, my parents didn't raise me. My grandparents did. Well, guess what? It applies to them as well. We're to obey our parents. We are to respect our elders. What we mean by that, our manners, our actions toward them. We ought to act towards our parents better or as well as we would if we were going to meet the President of the United States. If we were going to meet some important congressman or a Supreme Court judge or somebody that in our mind that they were a really, really important person, and we were going to be on our best behavior and we were going to use our best manners in front of, we ought to act in front of our parents that good or better. Because the Bible says that we're to honor, and that's what that means. We're to reverence, we're to respect our actions toward them, our attitudes towards our parents. We ought to raise our children to respect others. It ought to be yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. There ought to be respect there. There ought to be honor there when we're talking about our parents, when we're talking about our elders. That means we shouldn't talk back to them. We shouldn't, when our parents ask us to do something, we shouldn't roll our eyes. We shouldn't argue with them. We shouldn't have an attitude towards them. We shouldn't sigh. We should never refer to our parents as the old man, the old lady. I hate to hear people talk like that, but you hear that all the time. There's many things we could look at in the Bible, and this is one of these messages that I have so much that I want to share with you, preach to you today, that I have to be careful about being so long that it loses its effect, and I think you can do that. So I want you to listen to what I'm saying today. I believe this will help us in our lives. Many places in the Bible talk about this very thing of how we treat our parents and how we respond to them. The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter number 27 in verse number 16, it says, cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, amen. And that setting light by his father and by his mother, that means this. It means to secretly despise them, to mock them, to make fun of them. God said in his word that a curse is on that person. That's a pretty serious thing. God says in his word that if you despise your parents, if you do not honor your parents, that there's a curse upon that person, and all the people shall say, Amen. Here's what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 30 and verse number 17. It says, the eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. That's a curse of God on somebody that will despise their parents and not obey their mother. So what the Bible says, it's a serious thing. Do you know what? It used to be considered more of a serious thing than it is today in our society. But in God's Word, it's still a serious thing. We are to reverence our parents, the Bible, Christianity, even Judaism, as we look back into the law and we look back into the commandments. The Christianity as a whole has done more to elevate mankind and womankind than all the protests, all the marches, all the people that you see out here marching for these rights and those rights. Do you know the Word of God has been at the forefront all down through the centuries? Where did we get the idea that we were all created equal from? God's Word. God's Word. That's what our founders of this country, from reading and studying the Bible, they discovered that we were all created equal in God's sight. That wasn't anything that was new. That's something that had been around since the beginning. Who among parents in the world today would not want their children to honor them and respect them? The Word of God all down through the centuries has been saying, hey, you children, you young people, honor your father, honor your mother, respect them, elevate them to a high place of reverence in your life. That's good for all of us. That's good for society. That's good for the church. That'll work in the schoolhouse if you learn to respect your elders. We find that over and over in the Word of God. Here's what the Bible said in Leviticus 19:32. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head. You know what that is? That's this right here. White. Gray. The gray-headed. We went down a couple of Wednesday nights ago and had a little service at Brother Dwight's house before church on Wednesday night. And but some of you may not know, Brother Dwight's 101, almost 102 years old. And we all went in there, and he was sitting in his chair, and we came in, my family came in, and I went over to speak to him, and he got up out of his chair. I said, Brother Dwight, why are you getting up? You don't need to get up. He said, you're important. Well, that made me feel about that big. Where'd he learn that from? God's Word. God's Word will teach you how to act towards other people. It'll teach you to have respect for other people. It'll teach you to have respect for authority and people that are our superiors in life. The Bible says, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man. And fear thy God, I am the Lord. Now, if the Bible calls an old man, it's all right. But you and I had better be very careful when we're referring to people. If it's in any way disrespectful whatsoever, we don't call people the old man, the old woman. It's a title of honor to be old. To honor our fathers and our mothers, it has to do, first of all, with reverence. But as we look at this verse again, we find also that it has to do with our response to our parents. And if you go back to verse number 1, look what the Bible says. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Now, I think this is where we tend to take the fifth commandment and say, well, that's for children. That means that, you know, children, obey your parents in the Lord. That means this. It means when I say put up your toys, put away your toys, that you go and put up your toys. And it does mean that. That is obeying your parents. If your parent asks you to take out the trash, then you just do it. Not why or whining or, you know, that's obeying. Take out the trash. Turn off the TV. You get a little bit older. Be home at a certain time. Be home at 9 o'clock. Be home at 10 o'clock. That doesn't mean 10:30 or 11 o'clock. Do your homework. All that comes under children. Obey your parents. But why does God want us to obey our parents so much? Well, because we honor and reverence them. But also because obedience, to learn to be obedient, is something that's going to be a help to you all the days of your life. And the best place to learn obedience is at home, with your mom and your dad or your grandparents. But I'm telling you, obedience is a lifelong condition. Look what the Bible says in chapter 6, verse number 5. The Bible says this, it goes away from talking about the family and the mother and the father, and it says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Do you know what's going to happen? You think, oh, I'll get to be 18. I'll leave my home. I'll leave mom and dad. I'll go out on my own. I'll be as free as a bird. No, you won't. You just go from having to obey one authority to having to obey another authority. When you get a job, guess what? You're going to have to obey. You're going to have to submit. You're going to have to be at work at a certain time. You're going to have to do things in a certain manner. You're going to have to do what you're told, or you won't have a job there very long. You're going to have to submit to your masters all throughout your life. You're going to have to put this thing of being obedient into practice. You're going to have to obey your masters. You're going to have to obey the law. If you don't, guess what? You're going to be in trouble with the law. And it's a whole lot better being in trouble with mom and dad for not obeying than it is being pulled over beside the road, hauled into court, put into jail. But you're going to have to obey one way or another. If you travel and you're like, oh, I want to go travel. Well, you better learn to obey. You get in the airport and get to acting like a nut and see what happens to you. I mean, everywhere you go. You go to college, you've got to obey. You've got to do what's required of you. You've got to follow instructions. You've got to follow orders. The word obey means this. It means to comply with the commands, orders, or instructions of a superior. Guess what? When you get married, you're going to have to obey. You'll have to submit a little bit. Oh, preacher, I don't like that. Well, you won't like being married. Just mark that off your list of things you would like. Look what the Bible says in chapter 5, verse number 21. And it's not just talking about the wives to the husbands. That's not what I'm saying. Look what it says in verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Yes, that is what the Bible teaches. That's what the Bible says. But you know what? Sometimes it goes both ways. You see what I've got on this morning? I submitted. It's near Valentine's Day. If you don't have on red, then you know what's wrong with you. But you know what? That's no skin off my back. If that makes her happy, I'm happy to do it. That's easy. Submitting one to another, learning to obey in our lives, it just makes life so much easier than to always be like this, butting heads, butting up against everybody and everything that wants to be a blessing and a help in your life. I'm telling you, if that's your attitude, you're going to have a long, hard life. It's a blessing to learn how to just submit sometimes, to obey sometimes. It does have something to do with how we respond. And it's best learned at home. And I'll say this morning, as you children get older, and when your parents have advice for you, when they have an opinion, when they have some instruction for you, even though you may be older, you may be gone from home, God gave you parents for a reason. You'd better listen to what they've got to say. It carries a whole lot more weight than teachers, counselors, people that you work with, best buddies, best friends, which a lot of times are bad for you. Some of my so-called best friends in life have given me some of the worst advice. And some of the best things that's ever helped me come from somebody that, well, it sort of made me mad to begin with. Better be careful who you listen to. Your parents have got your best interest in mind all the days of your life. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. It has to do with reverence. It has to do with response. But here is where I think we really miss it sometimes. It also has to do with our reputation and doing what's right. To do something that's honorable is to do what's right. And look what the Bible says. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother. Now I want you to turn in your Bibles, keep your place here, but I want you to look over in Genesis chapter number 34. And in the Bible there is something called the principle of first mention. The first time you find any word mentioned in the Bible, you will find something, some truth about that word, and it will carry all the way through. That idea will carry all the way through the Scriptures. And so in Genesis chapter number 34, we find the very first time the word honor or honorable is mentioned in the Bible. And let me point something out. It's talking about a lost person. You know, a lost person sometimes can be more honorable than somebody that claims to be a child of God. And this man that it says he was more honorable, he was a lost person, and he also had done something very sinful. But he wanted and was willing to make things right. And that's very important in our lives. Yeah, you're going to mess up. You're going to do things that are wrong. But what you do after that says a whole lot about your character. And so we read about this man named Shechem. And the Bible says in Genesis 34 and verse number 19, "And the young man deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father." Now, you can read this whole chapter when you get home, but I'm just going to summarize what's going on. Shechem had relationships with Jacob's daughter. They had fornicated. They'd had sex outside of marriage. And they got found out. And Shechem, he loved that girl. Her name was Dinah. He wanted her to be his wife. And he went to his father and he said, "I want you to go to her father, and whatever it takes, I want her to be my wife. I want to do the right thing by her." That's what he done. And so his father goes to Jacob. And all Jacob's brethren, remember there were 12 of them, they were out in the field, but boy, when they heard what had happened to their little sister, man, they come to the house and they were mad. And I'd be mad too. But Shechem's father, he said, "You know, you're living among us, we're living among you. Why don't we make some kind of compact between us that You can marry our daughters. We can marry your daughters. We'll all get along in the land. We'll try to do the best we can under the circumstances. But there's two boys of Jacob. Their names are Simeon and Levi. And Simeon and Levi said, no. No, you men are not marrying our sisters, our daughters, because you're not circumcised like we are. But Simeon and Levi, they said, if you will be circumcised, we'll allow our women to marry your men and vice versa. And that's what Shechem said here. The Bible said he deferred not to do the thing. Shechem said, okay, if that's what it takes to make things right, I'll do that. And he was more honorable than all the rest. He told all the other men, we're all going to do this. And they all followed him in doing that. But Simeon and Levi, if you look on down to verse number 25, after they were circumcised, and if any of you children don't know what that means, ask your parents when you get home. Okay? But on the third day, look what the Bible says, verse number 25, and it came to pass on the third day when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. Simeon and Levi used the honorable thing that Shechem had submitted to. They went up there and they killed all the men in that family. They were sore. They couldn't defend themselves. They couldn't go out and fight. It was easy prey to go in and kill all the men that were in that village. And what they did was wrong. But let me point something out. What they did as adults. They were grown men. They should have known better. They were not rebellious teenagers out just doing some wild thing. They knew exactly what they were doing. And they murdered all those men. It was violent. It was dishonorable. And it was dishonorable to Jacob, their father. I'm telling you all that to say this. As adults, they dishonored their father. Now look over in Genesis chapter 49. This is the second time you find the word honor in the Bible. In Genesis chapter number 49. Boy, if you'll get this, it'll help you. In Genesis chapter number 49, we could say this is the last will and testament of Jacob. Jacob is an old man, and Jacob is getting ready to die, and Jacob has gathered all his sons together. And he's going to say something. He's going to give a blessing to all of his sons. They're gathered round his deathbed. Look what Jacob says about Simeon and Levi. Chapter 49 and verse number 5. Jacob, old man, getting ready to die on his deathbed. He says, Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. He's talking about what they done years ago. Years ago now. Look at verse number 6. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. What Jacob is saying in verse number 6, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united. Do you know what he's saying? He's saying, you know what they did? I had nothing to do with that. Jacob did not put his blessing on what Simeon and Levi had done. He said, I don't want to be associated with that. I had nothing to do with that. Don't mix up my honor with their cruel, wicked thing that they done. He's saying on his deathbed, my sons have brought dishonor upon this family, but I am disowning everything they've ever done. Don't mix up my life with their life. They were adults, but they done something very dishonorable. And Jacob wants it made clear on his deathbed that his honor was not to be united with their actions. In order for me and you to honor our parents, do you know what we have to do in our lives? We have to do what's right. And if we don't do what's right, and it don't matter how old we are, it brings dishonor upon our family, upon our parents, upon our grandparents. We've got to do what's right all the days of our lives. I was talking with my mom this past week, and she said that her mother would tell all her sisters and her that when they were young and they would go out, that my mama would tell her children, and her dad's a preacher, a pastor, that my mama would say, you youngins, you girls, whatever you do, don't bring reproach upon your daddy. He's a preacher. He's trying to do right. Don't get out here and do something that's going to bring dishonor upon your father, upon your family. Hey, isn't that good advice? Wouldn't that help us if we lived more like that today? But let me say, it doesn't stop when we stop being teenagers. It applies to us all the days of our lives. It's beyond a childhood. It goes into adulthood. It goes into how I operate in my family, in my business, in my actions, in my relationships. It goes into your family and your business and your relationships. I mean, it affects us all the days of our lives. I'm past midlife. According to the Bible, the course of nature. But I could still. And my grandpa, who's a preacher, was a preacher. He's been gone now for years. I could do something in my life that would bring dishonor upon him. Even though he's dead and gone, and even though I'm gray-headed. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't expire. To honor our parents, to honor our families. Now, a young child, through disobedience, can bring dishonor upon their parents. We send our children to school. We tell them to be good and do right. A child could go to school and bully somebody or get in a fight. Well, they knew better than that. We raised them better than that. We taught them not to do that. That's bad. But do you know a teenager can do far worse than that? A teenager can go out here, and I'm younger could too, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, a teenager could go out here and get involved in drugs and alcohol or have sex outside of marriage, get somebody with child. You know, that they can do far worse than, let's say, our 10-year-old over here. But an adult can do far worse than that. And it's far worse than what a child does, what a teenager does, because of all that ought to know, an adult ought to know better. They've been around longer. They know the consequences. They've heard it all their lives. We as adults can do far more damage to our parents' honor than when we were younger, because we tend to forgive more younger, and we think, well, they don't have any experience, and they're just babies, and all like that. But boys, you get older, ought to know better. And sometimes, even in our later life, we can do things that are very, very unwise. That's a good way to put it. To honor has no expiration date. And children should actually exceed the expectations of their parents. Now that's putting a lot of pressure on you. Here's what I mean by that. to honor your father and your mother, it does not mean that we are to just live up to the plane that our parents lived on. But if they've taught us and they've raised us right, we ought to honor them by exceeding above and beyond that. If you make the honor roll at school, it's not by having the lowest grade point average, is it? If you just get by and you're C average all the way across, you will not make the honor roll. To make the honor roll, you've got to be above. And to honor our parents and their lives and their memories and the things that they've taught us, we ought to aim to exceed and go above and beyond our parents. And that would bring honor to their lives. Although the world may not even remember them, but it would bring honor to them. We're to honor our parents. If you'll take this home, and it'll help you today. It has to do with our reputation. It has to do with doing right. Every parent here wants better for our children. We want better opportunities, and we want better jobs, and we want better education, and we want all these things. But if they have all these things and they don't have honor, they're not going to be better off. You got to take and do something with the opportunities that's been provided to you. And if we don't, then we've wasted all that. Talking about being honorable, it has to do with our reputation. And one last thing I'll show you this morning and I'll be done. It has to do with reward. Now, are you sleepy? Are you tired? You know, help me out. I'm almost done. Did you say that's good? Well, just be honest. I mean, no reason to lie about it. I don't think that's what he meant, but that's how it came out. Look here in one more place. Ephesians chapter number 6. Look at the last part of verse number, and verse number 3. It says that honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now go back and read the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You're not to take the name of the Lord God in vain. Thou shalt not kill, steal, commit adultery, bear false witness. All those things. There's no promises. But there is a promise with this one. The promise with this one is this. It's the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And I think most of the time we focus on the that thou mayest live long upon the earth. But you know as well as I do this morning that a good, obedient child could die in their youth. A rebellious old sinner can live a long time. But I think we focus on that. And let me say, that's the exception, not the rule. Rule of thumb, obey your parents, live long. There's been a lot of young people buried. And it is by going out and doing exactly the opposite of what their parents had told them to do. But I'm not going to stand here this morning and preach on that. I want to preach on the thing that we just fly right over. And we don't even think about sometimes. But look what the Bible says in the first part of verse number 3. And you ought to underline this. Because this is going to impact you the rest of your life. That it may be well with thee. None of us knows when we're going to die. But we know we're all going to die. You better make sure you've been saved by the grace of God and born again. So that when you do die, that you know you're going to go to heaven. But I think sometimes we overlook when it says that it may be well with thee. Now, I'm no prophet this morning. I cannot see into the future, but I can tell you your future. and you want it to be well with you in your life. That it may be well with thee, because life is hard enough in a perfect situation and circumstance, but you certainly don't want it to go opposite of that. The Bible says, if we'll obey our parents, that it may be well with thee. The Jews in their commentary and the ancient rabbis, they would say this. They said there are four things which if a man does, he eats the fruit of them in this world. And they are these. Number one, honoring father and mother. You want to do something right now that you can reap the fruits of right now? Honor your father and your mother. By living right in your life, by doing right and choosing right and going down the right path in your life. We can put it another way. Put it like this. If your life just totally stinks and nothing ever goes right and it seems like the whole world is always against you no matter what you do, it might be that it is a result of wrong choices. Wrong choices are dishonoring. These two things go in the same basket. Living right, doing right honors our father and our mother. Living wrong, doing wrong, bad choices dishonors our family, our fathers, our mothers, our grandparents, and it causes us to reap a whole world of bad things. If you'll honor your parents, it'll be well with you. I'm not saying you won't ever have trouble, but when trouble comes, you'll be able to say, you know, well, it could have been a whole lot worse. But you know, even during the bad situation, the Lord is pretty good to us. But if you get on the other side of the line and it's all going bad and downhill, nothing will ever, ever go right in your life. Even just when you think you've turned the corner and things is going, you'll run off the other side of the road. God said that it may be well with thee. There's no price you can put on that. I mean, that's all kinds of little things you never even think of, from your children's health, and you know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. If you'll honor your parents in your life, you'll get to be an old person and you'll look back and you'll say, I'll tell you what, I've had some rough times, but God sure has blessed me. It's been well with me. He's really been with me. He's took care of me. He's done all these good things in my life. If we dishonor our parents and we go down the wrong road, we'll get to the end of our life, however short that may be. And we'll say, I wish I'd have done this, and I wish I'd have done that, and I wish I hadn't done this, and hadn't done that. And it's just been something the whole time. Underline that in your Bible, that it may be well with thee, is what the Bible says. The honor and the right and the well, it all goes together. It all goes together. And in verse number 2, it is a promise. That's why I said I can't tell the future, but I can tell you what your future is going to be, because God in His Word has promised. Who wants to have a bad life? Who wants to have a good life? Man, some things are really simple. Let's have our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Brother Nathan, would you get us a song?